So the anthropogenic sources then, power stations, big ones, burning coal, burning gas in some occasions. Smelters, another big one. If you've got any process that involves carbon, then you release a lot of carbon dioxide. So in, you did 10-12, what was the big one that produced lots of carbon dioxide in terms of the smelter? Another one. No, and there's another one. Iron. Iron's a big one, yeah. Iron uses blast furnaces, and in the blast furnace you throw coke in the top and oxygen in the bottom, and it turns the whole lot into carbon dioxide, and that's actually the reducing carbon monoxide. That's actually the reducing chemical which is turned into carbon dioxide. Aluminium smelters are particularly bad. They don't produce any carbon dioxide, they actually produce fluorine-containing gases which operate inside that window that I was telling you about before. So there's been a lot of attention gone on to big aluminium smelters like the one down in Gladstone because they produce a lot of greenhouse gas. In southeast Queensland, you can see the amounts involved for carbon dioxide are big, 7.4 megatons per year, and that's just in a small sort of a city. The coal that's on the planet's surface at the moment that's readily available, if we burn the lot, we go from 380 to 2,000 parts per million. And at that point, and this would be a very conservative value, 6 degrees is what we'd look at for the mean average temperature going up. So you can see even for us, if we take our average sort of summer temperature at 32 degrees and punch it to 38 degrees every day, it would not be very comfortable because your extreme days then would be mid-40s, which with we're not going to lose any humidity would be pretty exciting sort of stuff. Australia then is not one of the biggest holders of coal reserves, but it is the number one exporter in the world at the moment. So the old USSR, and I've simply put that to save space, plus the US are the big ones, and but afterwards China has got plenty to keep chugging away on for years. Germany's got a lot of pretty low quality sort of coal, whereas Australia's coal is of a good quality. Some data from Victoria looking at average emissions, and you can see that coal's the dominant one in terms of carbon dioxide emissions.